All right, so I'm in another city. It's dark and it's late. Not really late, but it's later than I want it to be. It's about 8:30. I wanted to be back in town before now. So let me just do a recording. I got about 30 minutes probably. It's a trip what we're in right now. I have my hand or my finger on the pulse, on the pulse of the nation. The kind of work that I do full time and part time, my finger is on the pulse. I know what's going on around me with people. Maybe I'll talk about that another time because I want to talk about something else. The pieces. All right, so let me show you how this thing works. So when you look at a river or a spring, trying to get comfortable here while I'm driving down the highway. So when you look at a spring or a river or whatever, the spring is the source. The river has a source from where it flows from. And so the source is giving life-giving water to everybody downstream, right? So the source is the source, but the river downstream is what's giving everybody else some water to drink on, you know? The river that goes downstream. And so that's how it is spiritually. God is source. And so when you're downstream, you're drinking of something downstream, right? From source. So that's kind of what this place is. The objects in front of you are downstream. Now, the saved people, they're tied to source. They can read the Bible. They can rightly divide the word with the spirit of truth. And so they're tied to source because they got the Holy Spirit in them, which is source. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so the Holy Spirit is source in a believer. This is why the Bible says you can know all things in Christ. The Bible says you know all things in Christ. But people don't experience that. And the reason is the pieces learn from the pieces, which pushes them back. Everything's pushing you back to source, right? It's from Him, through Him, and to Him. From source, through source, to source. That's Bible. Colossians. From Him, through Him, and to Him. So everything's from source. Everything's flowing through source, from source, back to source. So you, as a piece cut off, God spoke it all into existence. So the creation is a piece cut off from source, and everything that you face off with is pushing you and drawing you back to source. If you will listen, if you will hear, you must be born again. That's the first thing that source is trying to show you is that you're a sinner. That's step one. You have to see your sin. Almost everybody's religious. Even the witches they do rituals, right? The Wiccans are religious. They have a ritual. That's religion. Almost everybody's religious, but not everybody's born again. And so the first thing you got to do is admit you're a sinner and you deserve hell. And that's step one. God didn't call the righteous, but sinners. You know, God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. If you admit you're a sinner, get right with God, God can use you. But if you don't think you're a sinner, he ain't using you because you're not saved. Anyway, I got this drunk driver in front of me, it looks like. I'm trying to be careful here. Yeah, this is a drunk driver going swerving off the road. With Uber, they still drive, even with Uber. crunch. And so each piece is mainly focused on the other pieces. And so, yeah, when you talk to a piece of the whole, another person, or when you face off with anything in creation, which is a piece cut off, you're being turned back to source. But the secret to really get some serious insight is to tie into source by faith and then read the word and listen to God directly. Let the Holy Spirit teach you. Yeah, the pieces of the pie are here to build each other up, but why not go directly to source? Lord, what's going on? Lord, what's this? What's this mean? What's this about? You know, why not tie to source directly? Why not listen to source directly? And so when you get into that flow, you realize that most people are just focused on other people, comparing themselves with one another instead of going to God. They're worried about what somebody else is doing or saying, but they could be hearing directly from God, but it's all about what somebody else is doing, you know. Now, it's a long process. Think about how God is so high above mankind. And if God is setting you apart, God is holy, separate, undefiled. You're born in sin. You're in a nation of sin. Everything around you is sin. The flesh is nothing but sin. So God has to really start to do a work in you and cut things out. And other people around you, they might not be called. They might not be drawn. And so they're just going about life, just having a good old time. But God is cutting things out of your life and causing you to be separate and set apart. Especially when you start to hear from Him. But my point is, the pieces of the pie, yes, they turn each other. But if all you're focused on is the piece or a piece of the pie, how are you going to grow? If you go back to source, it's exponential growth. And one of the reasons I say take the words and cut them into parts is because it takes you back to source code. The etymology takes you back to the root of the word, the source of the word. And Jesus is the word, so the words have to line up with the scripture. The creation has to line up with the scripture. Everything that's in front of you has to line up with God and His attributes and His created order. And they can fight against God, like China and the Democrats. They can fight against God, but it's in vanity, because God, it's God's creation. And as long as somebody fights against God, God is fighting against them. He's trying to draw, you know, His bow is bent. If you fight against God, you're fighting against yourself. If you fight against the created order, you're fighting against yourself. If you hate authority, you hate yourself. If the woman wants to be the man, she hates herself. If the man wants her to be the man, he hates himself. You can't fight against the creation. The creation code has to line up with the Bible. And the more you fight against God and His creation and His order and His truth and His reality, the more you fight against it, the more trouble you're going to get yourself in. You know, if the employee tries to usurp the boss, trouble. If the wife tries to usurp the husband, it's going to be trouble. She might Jezebel him for a while, but eventually he ain't going to put up with that. He'll be gone, she'll be gone, they'll be split up, be divorced, whatever. You know, God is authority, and if you try to usurp God's authority, you're going to have some pain. You're going to have some... If you want to live in lies, it's going to create pain in your life. If you want to live in delusions, it's going to create pain. You're going to suffer. If you want to drink and drug and destroy your body, you're going to have pain. You're going to suffer. You can't destroy yourself intentionally and expect God to miraculously heal you. Why would he do it if you're destroying yourself? Now, if you quit doing all that, you say, Lord, save me, heal me. He can restore you. He can restore the moth-eaten years if you just run to him. Anyway, back to what the gist of the matter is, what I want to say this is. Most everybody around you, 95% or more of the people, are just looking at others to get some truth. But you need to go to the Word. You need to go to God Himself. The Holy Spirit will teach you. Yes, you can learn from the creations and the what God has created. The humans, the animals, the object lessons, the earth, the stars. You can these are all object lessons. Yes, you can learn from the creation. But you need to go to the Creator if you really want some serious exponential growth. The pieces, the Bible even talks about the church is to edify itself, right? That the church edifies one another. Yeah, that's good. That's fine. But if you really want to get some serious truth, go straight to source. And that's why I say when you take the words and you break them into parts, words are powerful. God controls the language. God controls the Chinese language, the English language. It's in order for a language to make sense, it goes back to the logos, which is logic. And so the logos, Jesus, God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, is controlling. Who controls the languages? God. Man doesn't control language. God does. And when you come to that realization, you realize there's people down here that are shapeshifters. There has to be. There's too many things going on that man would destroy himself if it wasn't for intervention, you know. Just like in the Old Testament, the angels looked like human. There's shapeshifters here, people. There has to be. Otherwise, man would have already destroyed himself. Anyway, back to what I'm saying. If you take the words, you go back to source, and you look at all the objects and you really meditate it, you go back to cut, turn, union, flow. And so the human experience is only four things. I promise you. No matter what you do, you can't think outside of cut, turn, union, and flow. You're either flowing, or you're in union with something, or you're cutting something. Just like when you do your GPS, turn here, turn right, turn left, turn around, turn right, turn left, cut a right, cut a left, turn around, U-turn, cut and turn, GPS, cut and turn, turn left, turn right, back up, which is a U-turn. Union. You are at your destination. Union. Flow. Get in your car. Go. To your destiny. Flow. The flow. The flow is the blood. I just saw somebody else driving crazy. This whole week, this is what I'm saying. My finger's on the pulse. People are losing it right now. People are losing it. I don't know if it's the heat or what, but people are actually losing it right now. Seriously. Really. I'm surprised there's not more bad news than there is. People really are losing it, for real. I got people walking out the middle of the parking lot right at the entrance, and not even looking. It's like they just, it's almost like they're wanting to get hit. They're wanting to. I'm telling you, people, it's to the point now that almost everybody's like losing it. There's people that won't tell you they're depressed, or sad, or miserable, or whatever it is. But with this inflation and with everything going on, I promise you it's getting bad. People ought to be running to God, you know. Maybe this is happening so people will run to God. But let me say this. the human existence
is really not that complicated. I don't care what kind of job you have. I don't care what you're doing at home, whether you're washing clothes or whatever.
You put the detergent in there to cut through the grease. Then you throw it in the, then it's in the washing machine, it's turning. And then when you take it out of the washer and the dryer, then you put it on, which is union. Put it on your body. And why do you do that? So you can walk out the front door and flow and go to your job and do your thing. Same with your shoes. Life down here, if you really get a hold of what I'm telling you, I don't care what, I don't care if you're an engineer, I don't care if you're a scientist, there's nothing outside of those four words. And that tells you how dumb the human is. And you know the human's dumb because he can look out, he or she can look out in front of and go out the front door and see all the crime and the murder and the evil. And see the sin in everybody else, but they can't see it in themselves. They can see the sin in somebody else, but they can't see their own sin. That tells you how stupid the human is right there. They can project it on the others and see it on others, but they can't see it in themselves. Now, how stupid is that? That's kind of dumb, ain't it? The very thing that you hate the most in others is probably in you. The sin you see in others, but you can't see your own sin. I mean, think about that. The impatience that you see in others, and then you're impatient, you can't see that you're just a mirror image. I mean, think about it for a second. Really. You know how many people project? Their junk on the other people, and it's happening 24/7. Let me say that again. Do you know how often this happens during the day where people project something onto somebody else that they're guilty of? Do you know how often that's happening? It's happening all the time. I mean, all the time. Anyway, that's enough for today. I'm telling you that God has made it so simple that you need to run to Him, and He'll give you the wisdom and the insight, because the human is really just dumb. If our life only consists of cut, turn, union, and flow, how dumb are we compared to an eternal, omnipresent, omnipotent God, you know?